Bloomington is in the middle of four interstates, Highway 10, 215, 210, and the 15, Rialto to the north, Fontana to the west, and Colton to the east. With more than 22,000 people, it only has 9 churches serving this community, and it's still unincorporated. Yucca Valley, bordered by the San Bernardino Mountains and south by Joshua Tree National Park, is in the Mojave Desert. With almost the same amount of people, 22,000, 18 churches target the city. Notice the number of churches in both cities with almost the same population. We're also going to pray for small group leaders. You know anything about them? They are vital in the discipleship process, and basically they become part of the church as they minister to the members. They're most often volunteers, and they're vital to creating an environment where members can feel connected, accountable, and able to be authentic. Will you stop and pray with us for a few minutes? Father, we thank you that in Acts 2:42, they were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. We thank you for Yucca Valley and for Bloomington, and we thank you, Lord, that these places, that Bloomington would have more churches, even though it's between places. We still pray, Father, that more churches would rise up since there are 22,000 people there. We pray for a great harvest of souls with laborers for the harvest, more Spanish-speaking churches, creative combined efforts to reach those who are poor, have addictions, and need jobs, intercessors to arise and claim the city for Christ. We say Jesus is Lord of Bloomington. We pray for Bible teachers to arise to explain the word in practical ways and weekly Bible studies for accountability and spiritual growth. We pray, God, that people will pray for one another, have genuine fellowship that empowers them to keep their faith. Children would feel emboldened to share their faith in schools and wherever they're at. And an awakening to those who are sitting, a holy, reverential fear of God to sweep the believers that would transform lives and bring reformation to the city. For Yucca Valley, we also pray for the many churches that are there, that the pastors would connect and pray and build unifying relationships. We declare Jesus is Lord of Yucca Valley. And we pray that those who live there and are believers would become intercessors and claim this area for Jesus, that they would build on the many, many Christian schools, that the children will grow up to serve the Lord. They would be bold in sharing their faith with others, and there would be labors for the harvest, ways to help the poor that gets them out of poverty, Bible studies weekly for fellowship, transparency, and accountability, prayer groups in each church that preach the gospel, and transform lives in a reformed community. And we lift up the small group leaders. We pray, God, that they would have vision and direction for their group, that they would help their group to love each other, that they would pray for each member on a regular basis, because those that do tend to grow and thrive. We ask, God, for training for them that would help them, that the fruit of the Spirit would be evident and manifest itself in every person, that they would be led by the Spirit of God, that they would have meaningful time with God in prayer and Bible study every day on their own as well as in the group, that they would be suited up in the full armor of God, and that, Father, you would help them be great leaders, help them to balance their time with work and family and church and all the other things that they have, help them to cultivate more of a hunger for God's word in themselves and in their members, to continually grow in their understanding of the Bible, that they would be empowered to submit to God, resist the devil, and draw near to you, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that you will strengthen them, empower them, fill them with your Spirit in a fresh way that would help them have a new vision for their group that will help see it grow internally and externally, in Jesus' name.